no pressure, then. When David said, you need to speak because we won't get to it on Sunday morning, I had nothing. There wasn't anything. No kind of thing. So there wasn't a lot. And then Anna Townsend, Facebook to link. And I usually look at these things. You lot all out there post loads of things. And I open them and I look at them and go, okay, fine. Oh, that's interesting. At the moment, my cousin probably sends me about 10 million quotes a day. So, and some of them really, really make me laugh. Some of them shouldn't make me laugh, but really do. And then some of them I just think, oh, yeah. But anyway. And she sent me this link, and I looked at it, and it set me to thinking. Now, it's not what they were doing. In this instance, it was actually the song that sort of, I went, yeah, that really fits. It was being temperamental earlier, so I hope you can see it. As far as she's concerned, she hasn't. There is absolutely nothing wrong with her memory whatsoever, but she's been diagnosed. I am now a client of the Alzheimer's Society. Now, I know a lot of you think I probably do need to deserve to be my own client, but on my mum's behalf, I am. So I now have two houses. Two gardens to look after. I now have two garages to sort out. I now have two seat heating systems I'm responsible for. I have two sets of utility bills, and I have two sets of doctor's appointments, etc. Whatever it is that's in my life, I now have it double. And I have my mum as well. So there's a lot of me where I go, breathe, Carol, just breathe, okay? As I'm running around trying to fit everything in, remembering my appointments, her appointments, and the rest. I now have two calendars on the go as well, just trying to keep everything in. So, like last month, just as I was leaving, I get home and my mother's saying, there's no heating, Carol, the heating's not come on. Okay, it's got a fan heater, we discussed about it. Kept the doors closed, had a fan heating. Don't call the plumber, do I go around and see if she's fitted to the control in the hallway? I left the front, went round, no, control's going to be all clear, I need to reset the boiler. And I just happened to look down, and she switched the electric off, the boiler. So it was really easy to fix. But I had all day thinking I'm going to have to arrange a boiler, and then I'm going to have to arrange for somebody to be there because mum won't be able to explain what's going wrong, and she won't be able to sort that. And panic, catastrophizing, etc. And then, so I got that one sorted out. I came back up half term, having been away for a week, and my boiler wasn't working. And I was thinking, oh no. Fortunately, it's been quite warm, so I was surviving. I texted Marcus, and I went, my new, capital letters, boiler is working. Used the word new boiler at least four times in the text. And he was off on a rugby weekend. So on the Monday, he said he'd come round and he fixed it. And it took him 30 seconds, maybe. This doesn't mean anything to me. It might mean to you lot out there, but the pressure had gone down and it needs repressurising. Okay. So he showed me what to do and I thought, oh, this isn't going to go very good. Wait there. I rushed downstairs, got my phone. I now have him on video repressurising my phone. He did look at me as if I was strange. I said, look, I'm not going to remember which one to push first, etc. I now have it. So it happens again. But he did say to me, there's probably a small leak. I thought, oh no, I've got a leak as well. He said, but you'll probably never be able to trace it. He said, it's so tiny. Yeah, of course not. He obviously knows about these things. So I may not repressurise it myself. You may get a phone call from me saying, didn't you come round and repressurise? But I now know what's wrong. But anyway, all of these things are just piling up. So, you know, it's like when your lot of stuff goes wrong, you catastrophise. But I'm now getting an extra set of things that go. And my mum's very good at going around saying, that needs painting. I go, yeah, it does need painting, Mum, you're quite right. Or we need, you need, can you move that plant over there? No, Mum, I can't move that plant over there, sort of thing. You know what I mean? And it's just all piling up. And I realised that for me, as probably for you, things that happen in your life, if we don't learn to live in the good of leaning on the Lord, we're just going to go under. Yeah? Because if you don't live in the good of it. So it started with a secular song, and I don't know about you, but all sorts of things act for triggers for me for thinking. And in this instance, this was mine. And it started me to think about leaning on. It wasn't particularly leaning on the Lord to start with, but I just thought about leaning on things, okay? And if you lean on something, it needs to be there, yeah? I don't know how many of you have ever missed the table as you've gone to lean on it, etc., and things like that. But it needs to be there. I use a trekking pole when I'm walking, not normal walking around the streets, etc. I haven't got to that stage. So I mean, when I'm walking, okay, I'm walking. And if you want a real laugh, you need to be with us when we're walking, when I've forgotten my trekking pole. I'm absolutely fine about climbing on things. I can climb up on the stile, I can climb onto this chair, right, up. No problem at all. Health and safety, absolutely true, okay. Getting down, okay, hurts, right? If anywhere where I have to bend my knee slightly beyond, I don't know, 90 degrees, really, so getting down off the stile can be fun if I'm not, if I've got my trekking poles. The others actually, just they've learned. It's like when I'm on a field trip, okay, I use a convenient child. Children get you. There's always one around on a field trip, yeah? Yeah. They get used to it. I go, no, so pause, stand there. And they go, what? As I lean on them to get down. They go, oh, right, okay, fair enough, sort of thing, yeah. Yeah, that's precisely, that's what they're there for. And it's like, if I've got to, I've now learnt, I've fortunately at the moment got a boy in my class who's 6'6". So changing the time on the clock is easy, because he just reaches out and turns it out. If I do it, I have to put a chair on a, more health and safety, don't you? Put a chair on a table, okay? But I can't get down off the table. I can get up there, same thing, small child, yeah, stand there as I lean on you. So not only does, if you're leaning on something, does it have to be there, it's also quite helpful if it's secure. Any child that had any sense that really, really wanted a laugh would move as I was getting down, okay? Because I'd go flat on my face. But fortunately, they'd never thought of doing that. I think it's like, yeah, it would be good for a laugh, but I would leave them behind. And so they don't ever try that. So the thing that you're on and you're leaning on has got to be secure. So I've got another story. I was in my garden, okay, and at that time, I don't have it anymore, because I worked out that in fact with hanging baskets don't get any sun, they die. Anyway, I had a hanging basket on the wall, and it's quite high up, and I got onto one of the garden chairs. Don't do that to me, I know that now, okay. I got onto one of the garden chairs to pull it down. But my garden chairs are folding garden chairs, and my folding garden chair folded, and the back of it hit me right in the midriff. I thought I was going to die. I couldn't breathe, right? I thought I was going to die, and I suddenly thought, I live on my own. I dragged myself, unable to breathe, round the sides of the house, draped myself over the beams, so that if I sort of really had passed out and died, somebody would notice. Look, I know it wasn't amusing at the time, I'm telling you. Anyway, I then realised that I'd winded myself and slowly breath came back. I did break ribs. And I don't ever stand in a garden chair anymore. And if it's got four legs, it doesn't quite. I'd like to stand up standing in a door. Yeah, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's really, really good. It's what you're standing on. after that incident, Susie Hall, she was a Halls at the time, because she's still at home, she's in Southgate now, suggested that I'd one of those alarm Yeah, but I was much younger then. I was mortified. Absolutely not. Because what was worse, Susie was serious. And I've got to be honest now, I don't wear a thing out of my neck, you know, if I go in the loft, I do tuck my mobile phone into my sock. I've got to be honest, if I dive up there, nobody would know. Because I only ever go into the loft when I've got trousers and socks on. To my loft, I have trainers and socks on, so I put my mobile It's gonna be horrible for me, I'm not carrying on. I don't want to go there. So, it's got to be there, it's got to be secure, and you really only lean on things that you trust, yeah? There has to be an element in trust. And that's why learning to lean on Jesus really is about trust, okay? It's about what and who we have confidence in. The stories I've told you are about confidence in things, but we need to operate out of a confidence in Jesus. That's who we chose to become. So I've got a clip. Well, yeah, baby's got a clip. So the important thing there was trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Just want you to take a few minutes to just talk with each other about how do you know that God is trustworthy? See if you can come up with some sort of things that mean for you that you know that God is trustworthy and is worthy of your trust. Okay, so just a couple of minutes sort of talking to each other and then maybe take some feedback. I'm not going to write them up, because I don't think we need them written up. But anybody got some thoughts about how do you know God is trustworthy? Anybody want to sort of share some ideas about how you know God is trustworthy? Past experience is a really important one. God has been trustworthy, therefore you trust him now and you trust him in the future. Anything else? Confidence that God's on our side. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily look like it, but it's God is on our side. Somebody else needs to do it. Which is always a good thing. That's what it said, wasn't it? Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Don't let you get in the way of trusting in God. Yeah.
So God keeps his promises because the things that he says in the Bible are true, and therefore they are trustworthy. They're something to be that you can lean on and are constant. I found that I don't like all the hassle of life. I like life to be ordered, structured, under control. And the more it's out of control, and it has been recently, and the more I've lent on him, the more I found actually that it has been out of control. Yeah. Anybody? I came to church this morning expecting people to be wanting to know what's happening in the hall with Anna, etc., etc. But before I came to school, I got a text from a colleague in school who doesn't text me. I think in the last 7 years, she's texted me or called me once. But she knew I knew people in Kathmandu and wanted to know whether it was all right. And that wasn't, it's like, it was just a, it just made me feel good. Yeah? All right, no more than that, but it just made me feel good that, Alison had run and ask sort of thing. And you know, there's people like Marilyn, but there was an expectation she would, whereas Alison it wasn't, it was, you know, happening. We can't control circumstances, you know. Basically, that happens, yeah, okay. I've always heard it's by YouTube though. But, you know, tests and exams happen. Okay. You do get confused with this. Okay, that's because people are very important to have minds of their own. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I know, there's somebody out there saying, I need work, I'm gonna, yeah. Okay, you know, no hot water happens. Because these are the times when we need to be able to trust in him. Now, we often in church sing lots of songs about trust, and I thought it would just be interesting. I'm going to be honest with you, I think it's a church, because I'm not going to learn it, I'm going to have trust in it, but I know it's not going to be there. So, if one of you writes them up, I just wanted a list of the songs where we sing about, because often I find we sing about stuff, but we don't necessarily lift stuff. And I was just intrigued to see. I've got trust and obey because there's no other way. That was mine. And then isn't it the chorus of the Lord's my shepherd, yeah, where we go, I will trust in you. Any other ones that people can think of where there's trust that comes up in the song? Or will we sing it? Yeah, well, that's why I was saying trust and obey. That was what I got. What was we singing this morning that had trust in it? You know you're going to be tested on the worship, did you? Come on, Rolf, what were we singing for? I'm trusting in your way, that's it, trusting in your way. Can anybody think of any others where I know there's more out there. Yesterday, today and forever. Yeah. Don't despair. Yeah. And then what was one Marin's? Anybody got any other ones? Do you think any other music in people? Or anybody else? Faithfulness, yeah. I don't know.
I'll go with it. Yeah.
I cannot tell how we're going to worship the second part of the first one about this one day.
Alright, so just put Danny Boy. Not one that trips off my lips very often, sort of thing. But you can see, that, thanks, Don, I don't really need more, but you can see that there's a list of songs where we do focus on trust and we do talk about trust and we do sing about it. There's a bit in 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, I'm quoting this out of context, so if you're a Bible scholar, you can shoot me afterwards. Because through Christ, we feel certain before God. That means like rock solid before God. We are not saying that we can do this work ourselves. It is God who makes us able to do all that we do. So trusting in the Lord isn't just us choosing to trust. It's about the Holy Spirit enabling us to trust. And we can trust because through Christ we are absolutely certain of where we're going and what's going to happen to us. Yeah. So it's a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. As we trust more and God shows us that his trust, we trust more and God trusts us, puts trust in us by his Holy Spirit. So it's a sort of working together, it meshes together. And we find ourselves singing these songs, since we sang it the other Sunday, the Lord's My Shepherd's been in my mind. In fact, and to an extent, I found myself singing it to my tutor group. They're always delighted when I sing things to them. Two of the girls are, because they go to Priory Street Baptist, and they go, oh, I like that one, Mitt. So but the others will go, oh, again. So we sing about it. We've talked about why the Lord's trustworthy. I just want you to take a few minutes now to just give each other examples of where in your life you have found yourself having to lean on the Lord. Just trust and lean on the Lord. Because I always think it's good for us to hear testimony from other people. Okay, and there's not enough time to go around everybody. So you could just sort of, maybe in slightly different groups to what you were before, just share instances where you found yourself having to lean on the Lord, to trust in the Lord. Okay? So something that's more personal. I'm not going to take feedback from personal stories, but I think we just have a chance to just talk to each other about those things. Unless anybody's got a really stonking. Oi, shit. No, I didn't do to come and sit down, but I said to Nathan to go back here. Unless anybody's got a really stonking story that they want to tell, I don't want to lose the chance to share. But I've got one last story. Okay. My wrists are bad. If you talk to Rosie. Rosie, there is never any part of my anatomy that Rosie doesn't touch and go, really flexible, really off-putting, right? Yeah. You really should be able to do more than that, Carrie. You should move in this direction. Anyway, I don't trust my wrist. I can't put my weight on my wrist and things like that. And sometimes I don't trust them when I should. So I thought, okay, they are bad. It's after I was supposed to be there. But Rose has given me an answer to give me some exercise to strengthen those things, etc. I have no idea if it's getting any better or not, but I'm taking it. And in a sense, that's what God does in our spirit. As we learn to trust, he will strengthen in our trust.
So it's not as simple, you know, it's a bit of a way of actually making it illusion. You know, as we strengthen our practice, we learn to happen, and practice is part of this work of truth, and we take, you know, being trustworthy in the past. The more we trust, the more we build trust, and the more our trust is strengthened. So, it's quite interesting. I read that Proverbs first in the message. And I realised that I could have taken it off. Not stolen it, borrowed it from me. And it says there, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen to God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't try and figure it out. I like it. I know this is different. And sometimes just let it go, saying, Lord, I'm happy with it. I'm not quite so panicked as I was about. Because I'd already gone, you know, but she gets worse because she's having a little bit of a thing. You know what I mean? Make it a disaster. I've learned to trust more in the Lord there. But I think that's true for all of us. There are every single person in our situations in our life where we learn to live in the Lord. We can't do it ourselves, and the Lord doesn't expect us to do it ourselves. He's quite clearly said, trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own ability to work things out, your own ability to put things in place, etc. Doesn't mean we can force everything up, okay Lord, take over, I'm doing nothing. Okay, but it is about where we actually make the bottom line. So we're all going to have time when we can't stand up straight now. Situations where we can't stand up straight now. And that is where we need to learn to lean on the Lord, because He's always there. We know He's always there. He promised that. We know that the Lord is rock solid. Right? There's usually better called rock solid. It's about the foundations, that we can stand on those foundations and be rock solid. And the Lord is always able to take the weight of our situation. There is no burden so great that the Lord is not willing to take it off and bear it himself. Okay? So even though we look at it and say, yes, this will crush me, well, yes, it will, if you try and get through it on your own and try to deal with it on your own. But if you trust God and you can put the burden over to Him, let me say you won't have panic moments, I do. Oh, there won't be sometimes where you forget, because I think you can forget that you're trusting the Lord, I think. You just let thoughts land. Once they land, you've got traction. But sometimes learning to cut those thoughts off before they've got traction is quite important. So really the takeaway is, it depends how your brain works, really. For some people, the song, I'm thinking about some of those songs, you can think of one of those to just to play through your mind when you're in a situation where you know you've got to trust. That's quite important. For other people, it will be the scripture that they'll use. You know, when the going gets tough, just remember, Proverbs 3:5-6, it's not that difficult. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own